Hi, Marty Lurie here, Joe Panic, getting ready to go on the trip. St. Louis and Chicago, you've been there before. Just from a player's standpoint, going into St. Louis and the sea of red and playing against the Cardinals, Yadier Molina, and a little bit of that.
Oh, I love going to St. Louis. I mean, ballpark there, it's beautiful, and the atmosphere is great. It's the atmosphere is basically like AT&T Park. You know, it's always crowded. You know, fans are they're good baseball fans. They so you could appreciate that. And you know, the Cardinals are the Cardinals. You know, we have a nice little history with them, and you know, playing against those guys now for a few years. You know, going back into the playoffs and whatnot. So love going there, and it's you know it's going to be a fun three game set with them.
Yeah, it is. And Yadier Molina, and I saw him in the WBC, and I know you watched it as well. To me, this guy is a Hall of Famer, and you're on the bases. You got to be alert all the time with him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you know he's not afraid to throw behind runners, and so you. As a base runner, you really have to be on your toes, and it almost makes you a little more cautious and think twice about, running, and you have to be, mentally into it because he'll pick you off if you're not, paying attention.
So you hit lefties. You've always done that. You always have that balance. What's your secret against a lefty? You don't seem to get intimidated.
For me, it's keeping that front shoulder in and not trying to do too much. If you're trying to pull off the ball, trying to hit home runs, it makes you susceptible to that slider. So. Just really keeping that front shoulder in, and like I said, just not trying to do too much. I know it sounds simple, but it's truly the way I kind of approach it. Just because they'll try to come after you with a slider.
The other part is defense, and defense is in such transition. It's changing every year with the shifts and where you play. You're almost like a short fielder now in the outfield. But it's interesting to watch a ground ball hit to your right or left when you're in the shift in the outfield. It's not just catch the ball. You got to almost slide and get the ball and get up and throw the ball. And it's not a short throw.
Yeah, it's that's something I really have to work on, in the outfield, because not only does the ball sometimes it kind of snakes in the outfield too, so that's gonna be tricky. And then, if you're going to your right, you have to kind of throw from basically short right field, or that's not an easy throw. And then if you're going to your left and you have to spin and whatnot, it's a really tough angle because you have the runner coming. You can't really throw it to belts, right hand side, because that'll take him right to the runner. So it's definitely something I've had to work on, and it's definitely not one of the easier plays.
All right, looking at just playing second base these days, I've talked to you about the turn and the new rule where the runner, and we saw it the other day where Ian Happ of the Cubs slid through the bag and they just banged him in double play. And man, I've seen that baseball play for 50 years. How does it affect you? Do you not think maybe about the runner as much now?
Yeah, at this point, I've never been a guy to really worry about the runner, even before the slide rule, because my main job as a second baseman is get the ball to first base, and I'll still protect myself no matter what as a second baseman. But for me, I really try not to change anything mindset-wise. I'm trying to get the ball in and out as quick as possible. But, it does make it easier on an infielder turning a double play, because for people with not as good footwork, they could just kind of hang in there, and it doesn't matter. But for me, I really try not to change anything. But the slide rule is a slide rule, and I've kind of dealt with it now for a couple of years, so I kind of get the hang of it.
Yeah, the runner's got to start sliding about halfway to the bag, so he doesn't go through the bag. Goes through the bag, it's over.
Yeah, I guess Hap's new to the league, so he's might not be too familiar with everything, but. I'm sure we'll be seeing him, in a few days. But like I said, at this point, everybody in the majors pretty much knows the rule now, and they should know how to slide and kind of how to deal with it. So, like I said, at this point, there's really no excuses because we all know what we have to do.
No, I agree with you. The other night against the Dodgers, Posey had a very nice at bat, and it was clear. And this is old time baseball. A runner on second, nobody out, and he hits the ball to the right side. He wanted to hit the ball to the right side. Took his time. I don't know. For me, it was nice to see it.
That just kind of shows the kind of ball player he is. Especially nowadays, a lot gets wrapped up in numbers, and I know he's hitting 375, 380, so, which is, you know, exactly. It's special right now, but, you know, to give up in a bat like that, it kind of shows what type of team player he is and his overall hitter. You know, to be able to do that, you know, with two strikes, you know, just trying to do that and be able to execute it. You know, like I said, just people can sometimes get wrapped up in numbers, and, you know, that's an 0-for-1 in the box score, but that at bat was one of the biggest at bats. Yeah, exactly. One of the biggest at bats of the night.
Yeah, no, won the game. You win the game 2-1. That was the second run comes in on that play. All right, so it's off to Chicago. Wrigley Field and the Cubs, and they're the world champions, and, you know, you've been a world champion. They're off to a slower start. Everyone's panicked in Chicago about it. Your thoughts about going into Wrigley?
It's going to be a good four-game set. They're a good team. It doesn't matter what their record is. You know, it's a long year, and teams are going to have their, you know, hot and cold starts. You know, some teams are going to get off to a better start than others, and, you know, we haven't gotten off to the start we want to, but you know what? It's a long year, and we're playing the type of baseball that we want to play right now. So, you know, we're confident going in, against anybody.
Yeah, and I think you have a little bit of a rivalry with the Cubs. There's a little something cooking with the Cubs. You went in there last year, and they beat you. And then, of course, you get the playoff game that almost, game five with the Cubs, and then they win a World Series. I think there's a little, for me, just viewing you guys and just the nature of the game, the intensity of the game, I see a little bit of intensity, Giants-Cubs.
Yeah, I think when you have two really good teams, battling, and when both teams kind of see that the other team's good, it really raises the stakes. And, every out, every run matters. So that's when those intense games, and that's because, we're both playoff caliber teams. So, come October, this is, the team we want to be facing. So, we give it our all.
How do you like hitting in Wrigley and the Ivy? And sure, it's 353 down the right field line, but you don't pull it that much. But you can reach the seats, and the power alley's made for you, I think.
Exactly. From where my power is at, it's, it's middle of the field. So, it's right center, left center. So, for me, I like it because that's where my home runs go. So, it's a little better than, 421 for my type of power. But, it all depends on that wind. I'll tell you that because when there's days when it blows in at Wrigley, it's blowing in hard. And so you have to keep the ball low. But, when those days where the wind's not blowing or if it's blowing out, it's a good place to hit.
Yeah. Well, you're a New Yorker. How do you like Chicago? I always said Chicago is a clean New York.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assessment. I'm never going to trash New York. But Chicago is a great city. It really is. It reminds me of New York.
And just,
the pizza's not. I'm a thin crust guy. But Chicago deep dish is good. But, I'm still going to be biased towards my New York pizza.
Pizza pie.
Yes, it's a pie.
Very good. All right, Joey, thanks so much as always. And we'll talk to you when you come back.
All right, sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
More coming up, KVR 680, the sports leader.